Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Tough Night. It's great to be on the show today. The topic is, I have a new CD coming out. It's called The Tough Night Matter Part 2. It's, my greatest hits, and you can see my videos, and the new video has been released with the song that's going to be on the new song called I Want You. I Want You is a song that I did a long time ago. Not too long ago, I would say. And it's a pop song about falling in love, finding a soulmate. I've been a recording artist for many years, and I've been doing podcasts for several years, so I'm glad to talk to you and whoever's listening. Thank you for listening. The song is a pop song because I'm a pop singer. I would say that it has its own unique style of singing, but it's a great singing, songwriting, and I hope you like it. As a token to all the years of hard work with doing, making music, and performing, but also behind the scenes, Did you know I designed the album cover to Dub Night Past and Present? And several of my album covers and EPs I designed. Not all of them, but several of my design myself. I designed my music videos like Unique. So I design album covers for a lot of my songs. I design music videos, and I definitely written every song that was released. Being a BMI songwriter, ASCAP songwriter, has been a joy for me. And I've been with BMI for many years. So I've been a creator all my life. But at this stage, it's just the development of me as an artist through the introduction of albums that I release. So I'm thankful that you're listening, or whoever's listening to this podcast, because podcasting is certainly a part of the creative apparatus that I am in, because I chose to be in a position to do various things. So you could say I do a lot of variety things, and that's part of who I am. But at the same time, the song I Want You was just, part of my personality. Fits my personality, nice, gentle, but it also shows how I love to write songs about romance or falling in love with people. But then, as a songwriter, I had to grow because I had to write about other issues that I've been through. And so, as a rock and roll singer, I write about really stuff or difficult stuff that I encounter. But the mechanism is for me to release it through art. It's like taking lemons and making lemonade out of them. And that's part of the artist's life. And I also realized that being an artist, I also realized the pros and cons of what it is, as opposed to those who get more successful than those who don't. But the dilemma is the same. The suffering, the troubles, but at the same time, the inspiration, as well as the jubilation from the good times, which shows and which can make the inspiration to sing and write music more plentiful for me as an artist. But as I say, I do believe that one part of my destiny, or a big part of my destiny, is to be an artist. It always will be for eternity. But the other part of my destiny is to use my mind. So understanding the world around me is essential. So I have a philosophy that correlates to what I'm doing and where I'm at. One of the reasons why I got into music, because I was encountering things I just simply cannot understand, is the realization that as in the present, no matter what's going on or what I see, is to stay in the present. I get reminded about situations that are so far down in the past that have nothing to do with the present, but an illustration of why I must keep my sanity in check. And through creating and expressing thyself is an essential part of my personality. Now, you know that I Want You, and it's on YouTube, it's on my Vivo account, it's released to the public. I am a professional singer-songwriter, podcaster. I have written books about my music. You can go and look at the books for the different albums that I've written. It's available. You can go to Google and check it out. You can find the books, some of them, on Amazon. But you can look at Lulu.com and there's where they are. Because that's what it's all about. And that's part of my artistry. And I also act a little bit. I acted in my videos, characters, like Tragedy's Not What I Am video, which hasn't been put on Vivo, unfortunately. I had to check that out to see what could be done, but at this time, I acted the character. You see me in a video, I really want to get to know you. That is me at the end with the sunglasses to give a spoof of who I really am. But I don't always wear sunglasses. If I'm on stage, you'll probably see my face. Or if I do have sunglasses, it's because the sun is bothering me or I just need to feel comfortable at times. And that is where it is. But nevertheless, through it all, the focal point of the situation is that the Dove Night Part 2 is coming out. I also have other songs that's going to be on there. You know, it's like a greatest hits. I do greatest hits because if people haven't recognized or haven't heard my previous songs, they would be included. Here is some of the songs that you will hear. Because it's a joy to be me, and joy to be free and unique. Amazon. You can also see the videos on YouTube, Dub Night Vivo. It's just about being who I am, being unique. And as I said before, being unique is a gift. It should not be seen as something that's a detriment to someone's potential. Because the truth of the matter is that one of the reasons why I was having trouble with a certain individuals who are not as aware, regardless of where they come from, religion or race, is because they're ignorant. You know, I also realize that some people in this society are too backward to understand that there are other people who are different from them, and they don't understand the reality of boundaries and laws and rules. All they see is what's in their back, how they grew up, and that's all they know. So with that, I hope that we keep an open mind, because unique or not understanding people who are unique is ignorance. And this ignorance has went on to, you know, racism, religious prejudice, sexual orientation, all that stuff, but it also includes personality. Not everybody is made the same, and the world does not revolve around, in my opinion, one race or one religion or one personality. It does not revolve around one person. Because, you know, it's good to be unique. Unique in a healthy way, meaning, you know, create, live your life. And we need to see that love does not see color. You know? And religion is something that people were taught to believe, and that has nothing to do with acceptance or love. But I keep it there because religion may be helpful, but we need to transcend, in my opinion, all these barriers, and also learn to respect others, which I encounter in my life. But that's what it's all about, you know. And some people's perception of me is being unique, and that's fine. The reason why I written that song was more in the illustration of prejudice, where I was judged by people in the industry by the way I look. And I know that most people in Hollywood do not go by what someone look like. They go by how talented they are as a singer, or as talented as a songwriter, or whether they can play. Because talent counts more than what you look like. Because if we go by image, it wouldn't be an industry. And it also illustrated about, I was inspired to write it by when somebody wanted someone else to sing the lead in a band, and they were going by that, the look was not going to, and that was not going to be the way for me. I have seen where there were very people who were full of genuinely beautiful singing the lead and did not get anywhere with their music. A lot of it, because making it in the music industry, which I realize has to do with talent, but also has to do with ambition, and it does have to do with luck. So that's how it is. And I think the luck comes with the ambition. And, you know, I don't judge a book by its cover. And the truth is, everybody's unique. And when I say all these things, I'm not preaching to anybody because I don't consider myself a preacher. That's a limitation of religion. I consider myself a philosopher. I relate to the science, the philosophers of reality who create and make music. Well, anyway, the next song that I play is a song that I love. It was my first, the love song, Forever Through Time. I co-written every single song. I was involved in every single song that I released. So it was a joy to make these songs. Writing and recording a song is a lot of hard work, just like it is going on stage to sing music. And the thing is that, you know, love is the most powerful instrument on this planet, in my opinion. So with that, I have to write about it, and I always will. And that's where it is, creativity. Here is some of my pop songs. That is why I fell in love with you. And that was a joy to do. You can get that on Spotify. You can get it on Deezer, iTunes. You can get all this. And my Dove Night Matter Part 2 will be released March 3rd. I'll keep you posted when it's released. If you're interested. Here's another one that I've written. I love this song, you know, it's like, you know, it's about going through the ins and outs of trouble. It's called of love, love problems, but healing, type so. I'm over you. And it was where the old Dove Knight, the one who was into really things that shallow as far as love, to becoming really truthfully aware of the real value of learning about people and seeing love and truth and reality for what it is. It was very painful because the truth is this wasn't a friendship that I probably shouldn't have been in. Health reasons, it had situations that required me to be separated. I knew this person for a long time, but I had to go my separate ways. And it was painful. But I had to move on. And since then, I've been more aware about people. in more ways than one, because really, I had to learn about being with positive situations, positive consequences, with positive people. I think I'm around with positive people who are going to enhance my life, not negative people who are going to inhibit it. And it still is an issue with me these days, because I think that the negative people or the negative situations come my way easily. And I had to keep away because the positive people are not always there, and I had to go search out for them. And to be aware, to be respectful of all people, regardless of where they come from, which I try to, but to be understand where I'm at in the present. So I'm over you. It's like a liberation from a friendship. It could be related to liberation from a relationship. We broke up from girlfriend, boyfriend, or whoever, or it could be any type of relationship that was inhibiting or at that time not good. Sometimes some people break up and then they get back together, and then so it's not always, you know, a bad relationship. Sometimes it's just they need a break. But for some relationships, you have to end completely. And I had to learn that lesson. I knew that, I guess, this relationship was over forever, or where it is back in at the time it ended, and it's perhaps over forever, and I had to move on. But it was very painful because the realization of what I expected, or I also was in denial about the situation, and it wasn't based on true reality or friendship. And the next song, you'll like this one. This is one of my favorites of the ones I've done. One of my favorites of the ones I made because it's so positive. It's about falling and, you know, wanting to be with somebody I really like, as you can tell. And so is this song, which you should like. I released last year.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation. I noticed you around town. I really like your smile.
Get to know you. I create lots of songs, and to be a part of the creative process, the writing process, is such a joy to do. And again, it's about wanting to be with somebody I like. Love is so important, and it's such a great tool to write about. Also, to give credit to the other songwriters who was involved, I co-wrote everything, so it was great to be involved in that creative process. Props to all the creators, singers, songwriters, whoever creates, because it's a lot of hard work and it's part of thyself. But songwriting really, as the industry knows, is a combination of two parts. One is the words, the lyrics, and one is the composing, the music. You know, so I was reminded to appreciate each part of the songwriting process, because someone had mentioned that they think that songwriting is just the music part, and I'm like, that's not true, and that's ignorance. Because whatever words the singer sings is part of that music. But at the same time, whatever music or the melody that comes out on the keyboard or the guitar or the drums or the voice is part of that song. It's kind of like, you know, earth. You know, it's kind of like land and sea. That's what the lyrics and the music is. They go hand in hand, the water and the land. Well, anyway, here's one of my rock songs you'll like. It's called, hold on. All right, you know, here we go.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel bright. But I sabotaged myself. I got to blame but myself. Tragedy is when I am. Every time it turns out bad, I didn't really end up with more. But inside, I know I've got a
That was Tragedy Is Not What I Am. I wrote that song because I went through a lot. I went through a lot of adversity in my life, which is why I became an artist. I also realized that trying to have ambitions and trying to expand my horizons by wanting to coming to Hollywood to want to make it in the music industry as a successful professional, or coming to Hollywood to be a star, and going for my ambitions into education, whatever ambition it is, employment, etc., had made me a target of people who did not like that. They wanted to do maybe through jealousy, and maybe through envy, or they simply don't like someone like me trying to go for my ambitions. And I just want to say that, you know, that's not fair to me to want to expand my horizons unless some hater or some dream killer want to undermine it. I get reminded each day when people have said I'm too fat or too ugly to sing, or say I can't sing a note, or I'll never make it. They even have said that I was a hobby every day, and I realized because of their jealousy and envy, because I wrote a song, or because I have the ambitions to use my mind. They don't want me to get a law degree or whatever. And I said, as an artist, that's the price I pay for trying to better thyself, because what I'm doing is the right thing. Doing what's right curtails a lot of obstacles, and the answer to that is to continue to go for that dream. Because if I stop and listen to what these people say, then my dream won't happen. It's about jealousy and adversity, because these people truly want me to be a loser, to be a tragedy. And that's one aspect of what I've written. Tragedy is not what I am. Because I was going through so much pain and adversity, struggling to be recognized by the Hollywood industry, struggling to be thyself and try to find my place in this world. So I had to write about it. There's some part of the lyrics were written about people who I was hanging around with. You know, I was a drug addict. You know, I used to sing, I was singing at the Sunset Strip. And I was singing, because COVID-19 right now prevented us from singing. And I was hanging out with people who were on drugs and so on, and people who I could not connect to. And I learned that over time that I had to hang around with positive people. And what I mean that positive people means people who are healthy and who accept me for me and who will respect me and my boundaries and enhance my life in that way. Not somebody who's going to come in and destroy it or try to undermine my potential or call me names or even from a distance or got something against me, because that's a negative person. And the negative people, I guess, hurt my music. They hurt things about me or trying to expand my horizons as an educator, and they don't want me to make it. And that's not fair to me or anyone who has ambitions. So I say to those who have ambitions to be an actor, a singer, or a songwriter in Hollywood, go for it. But always believe, and I always will believe, even at times, because I felt like I was at the bottom of the deep blue sea, tied up against, at the bottom, drowning, and there's a big shark ready to bite me. And even in that darkest circumstances, I still believe that I will get out of that situation. Because I believe, because faith moves mountains, and the faith in a way is to be positive. And that's why I wrote Tragedy is Not What I Am, because I had so many obstacles and tragedies. I was homeless, living on the streets of Hollywood Boulevard, and I was homeless, living in San Fernando Valley. I was rejected by companies. I was, destitute, starving. I was criticized. I suffered years of struggle, abuse as a child. Made fun of, an outcast. I left hometown to be on the streets. And, all the pros and cons that I wouldn't make it alive. And I became a crime victim, and I went through so much adversity, and I still am recovering from that. But I got very positive to say that tragedy is not what I am. And I truly believe that. And that's why I sing and write that. So that is where it is. I hope to be singing at a club soon, but the most important thing is all these songs will be on the Duff Night Matter Part 2. It's going to be an album with a new song, I Want You, and if you like any of it, you can buy it. You can buy these songs as singles and with other albums like Duff Night Songs Part 2, Duff Night Past and Present, Duff Night Rock and Pop Album, etc. And I say that it's all positive, because no matter who we are, we're all equal on this planet. But that's just my opinion. It's not preaching. I never consider myself a preacher, because preacher is limiting to me, because it's part of a religious part, and religion is second to love and expression of thyself philosophically. And I leave it there to be positive. And positive also means that, it also means that if someone is not positive or a criminal or someone, they can't hang out with a positive person because they will undermine that positive person's potential. I'm not trying to preach. Again, preaching is limiting to me. It's about just my opinion philosophically. I would never consider myself that. And I leave it there. And part of that, my creative focus and my creative outlet and ideas are acquainted with my philosophy, are in these songs that I create for you. And it's on Duff Night Matter Part 2. It's on the singles, EPs. It's also on, albums, and it's available on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon, you name it. You can find it. eBay may have some of these songs on there. They definitely have my books, because I wrote all kinds of books creatively. Some are related to my music. Check it out, Duff Night Songs. Album cover, picture, album cover with the words, what the words mean, and the stories about why I wrote the songs is available at lulu.com. And thank you for whoever is listening, and thank you for listening. And I always say at the end of each show, usually, I say something like this. May all your wishes or dreams come true, like I hope mine's come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Whatever higher power you believe in, or whatever you are connected to spiritually, because we all believe in different religions and different ideas, may it help you tremendously, and may it bless you in every way, shape, or form. Thank you. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.